everyone, and welcome. We're here in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed together with the rabbi with our special English shiur. And today we have a special shiur on Parashat Pinchas. Let's hear the wonderful words of the rabbi.
Salam Aleichem. Hashem hananu ti isharbe mal bedaber al Parashat Pinchas. אבל ישמו נקודה מיוחדת, ממש התורה משפרת, שמשה רבנו, אז שמע שהוא צריך להתחלק במדבר, אז עשה ככה רש"י אומר, עשה שיהיה לו מי שימשוך אותו, אולי אחד בבנים שלו, אז יפקוד השם, אז שאמר, כיוון ששמע משה, שאמר לו המקום, תן נחלת צבאות צלחת לבנותיו, אמר, הגיעה השעה שאתבע תרחי שירשו בעיני את גולדולתי.
So we have so much what to speak about this week's Torah portion, but Hashem helped the rabbi understand something special and he wants to share it with us. When Moshe Rabbeinu, our leader, found out that he had to pass away, he wasn't going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. He was going to pass away in the desert. He said, now is my time to ask Hashem that the next leader should come through me. He said, just like Selofchad, his daughters were able to inherit land. They came in respect and honor to their father. They said, we wanted to get a land in Israel, just like our father was supposed to get. He passed away. He only had girls. We want to get some land. Moshe said, I want my own children to inherit my leadership.
אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, לא קל, לא ככה עלתה במש אפשר בתי לפני, כי ידעי יהיו יושרה לטול שחז שימושו, שלא מש מתוך הרעל.
השם תוד משה, I'm sorry, that's not what I had in mind. I had in mind that the leadership should go to Yehoshua. He was special that he never left the tent of Torah.
Moshe Yomalo, Kod Hashem, Elohe Arohot, כל בשר, איש על העדה. מה זה, מה שמסביר? אמר לו משה להקשבוכו, יגלו יבא יעדו יעף לפחדיך, שדעתו של כל אחד ואחד, ענן דומה מזה לזה. מענה אתכם למענות עליהם, מענהיק שידע יהיה סובל כל אהבת בהת אלפי דעתו.
Moshe comes to Hashem and he says, you know, when you're looking for a leader, what type of leader we need is someone that could know how to deal with every single person and their situations. Because everyone has their own ruach, is the word that Moshe used. Everyone has their own way of doing things, of thinking, or whatever it is that they do. And Moshe says, we need a leader that can know how to deal and, so to speak, listen to the suffering of every single person, every single individual.
יפקוד אשר יסף לפניהם ועשה יבוא לפניהם אשר הוציאם ואשר הביאם. השם לא כדרך אומות העולם שהמלכים יושבים בארמון שלהם והצבא הולכים לבד, לא, אלא כמו שעשיתי אני משה שנמחל נלחמתי בסיחון באוג כדי שדך שעשו יהושיוע שכמו יצא רבנו כותב איש אשר איש אשר לא רוח שאדם שרבנו כותב שדם הצדיק יש לו יודע לך את הרוח שלו לגוד רוחו של כל אחד ואחד.
So Moshe said that when you have a leader, I want to be a leader that will go in front of them and will be with them. Moshe said, just like he went and he fought the wars with Sichon and Og, and he went in the trenches, Moshe stuck himself. So too, he wanted Hashem to make a leader that would be like this. And Ben Nachman teaches us that the tzaddik, the true tzaddik of each generation, has that ability, has that ruach, has that be able to know how to go and to find the differences between people and know how to help them and to be with them.
Rashi כותב אשר יוציאים זכויותיו ואשר הביאים זכויותיו, שהזכות של המלך יתעמול למעשה.
Rashi teaches us another very important lesson. So it doesn't mean that he goes before them, he comes and he goes, says that he takes the people out of their bad habits, out of their being called that they were doing the wrong thing, to bring them into the right path.
משה רבנו אומרים לנו איך צריך לראות מנהיג של עם ישראל.
The rabbi said from this story he got understanding how to pick a leader, how to know what to look for in a leader. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us what exactly to look for.
אז אני למדתי וזה ש נכון, המנהיג הגדול, המלך, אבל כל אחד בעם ישראל יש לו מלכות ויש לו מנהיגות, אפילו האדם שיש לו רק משפחה, את הערכים שלו, את התכונות של המנהיג, שלו ידע לסבול כל אחד ואחד לפעול כל אחד וכל אחד איך שלפי דעתו כמו שאמרנו בהתפלל עליהם זכויותיו יוציאים מביאים בילך אותו ידע איך לחזק אותם, כל אחד, זה לא אמן, כל שעה שיש לו מנהיגות, צריך להיות, ממש להיות לאוכפת, משטחתיו.
So now, this is very nice to look for in a leader, but the rabbi says, you know what? We're all sort of, each one of us is a leader. We're all a leader of something. Yes, we need to look for that melech and that king and that leader. But each one of us has the restriction over certain people. Might be you, even if you just have the smallest thing, as for example, head of a household, but you have people that are under you. We have to look to these words of advice and to look how we have to realize that our job is to be there for the people that are underneath us, our spouse, our children. What if you're a person that's in work, you always have to look out for the people that are under you and make sure that you're taking care of them, to pray for them and to say, Hashem, help them to succeed and to know how to handle each and every single person in the way that they need to be dealt with.
איש אשר רוח בו, והשיש אומר, אשר רוח בו, כאשר שאלת, שיוכל להלוך כנגד רוחו שכל אחד ואחד.
So, after Moshe brings his request before Hashem, Hashem tells back Moshe, he answers him, and he says, do just that, take Yehoshua, a person that has this ruach, that knows how to deal with each and every person. Rashi tells us that he knows how to deal with the situation of every single person in the right way.
כל שכן, משתה תחתיך, ודאי, צריכים למצוא את הטוב שבהם, ולדון אותם את הזכות, ונתפלל עליהם.
So we all have our work cut out for us, because anyone that's under our jurisdiction that we have to look out for, we have to know and we have to be there for them, and to pray for them. And of course, we always know that you have to judge everyone favorably, but specifically the people that are under you, look for the good in them. Look for only good.
מדברת על העניין של פנחס שמסר נפשו להציל את עם ישראל, כמו שהתורה מעידה שאם לא פנחס, אם לא פנחס, השם היה לא חיליתי אשמה שהיה לרצון לפני השם לחנות כל נושא ממש בפנחס הזה מסור את הנפש.
So let's go a little bit back to the story of Pinchas. He went and he, with his self-sacrifice, he went and he did a act to save the whole nation. Hashem says that because of Pinchas, because of his self-sacrifice, because he risked his life, Hashem didn't, heaven forbid, destroy and get rid of everybody. All this is in the merit of Pinchas. We have to see what it is that we can learn from this episode.
אנחנו לא יכולים בדור שלנו לעשות שום דבר כזה של לקנות, כי נשתפים לעשות מה שכמו שעשה פנחס.
There's nobody and no one could do the act that Pinchas was able to do now in our generation, to go and do an act of brazenness for the sake of Hashem.
לנו הקינה שלנו שאנחנו נשמות את עצמנו לא ניפול לדברים אסורים.
The way that we can act like Pinchas is to protect ourselves, to work on ourselves, not to fall to forbidden items.
אנחנו צריכים לשמור את העיניים שלנו.
To do an act of something for the name of Hashem, what we have to do is to guard our eyes. That's what we can be called, like we did, like an act of Pinchas.
Haemuna, avoda shel haemuna, זה עבודה שתלויה בתיקון הברית, כמו שכתבו, בריתי נעמד עד, לא, בריתי קשור לאמונה.
Now, hand in hand with holiness comes אמונה. Why? The rabbi brought a pasuk, ובריתי נאמנת לו. His covenant, his holiness, is hinged on emuna.
Emuna ze agiola apratish kol ahad vaad. Kol ahad.
Every single person's personal redemption is all have to do with emuna.
Az השם חננו לכתוב ספר, אמרתי תודה מנושעתי. שאנשים אומרו תודה, נושעו.
Hashem helped the rabbi write a wonderful book called I Said Thank You and I Saw Salvations, where people say their stories, how they said thank you to Hashem and they had miracles.
אם אתם אוסף את הסיפורים שעברו בית, איך אתה יכול לכתוב עוד לפחות עוד ספר אחד.
I said if he would be serious and take every single story that would come his way, he would have at least for sure another book.
אני אספר לכם סיפור מחזק מאוד.
I want to tell you a story that can strengthen and encourage each and one of us.
Yehudi ba leknot 1000 svarim shel toda.
A person came over to the rabbi, a Jewish person came over, and says, I want to buy 1000 books of gratitude, of toda.
Shalem to ma amalem shul. Aya לא בעיות ברגליים ולא יכול בקושי יכול ללכת, אבל הרופאים אמרו לו שאין זה רפואה, זה ילך יותר גרוע, יותר גרוע שלא יכול ללכת בכלל. והוא מספר על עצמו שהוא היה מגמגם ולא נשוי, אבל היה הגיע לאיוש, אמר עצמו עוד מעט לא הולך ללכת, מגמגם, יש לו שם ממש 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 הגיע מס מהסכנה שהוא שם קץ החיים שלו.
Rabbi said, what's going on? Why do you want to have 1000 books? He said that he had a certain illness in his legs and he wasn't able to walk anymore. He wasn't able to live a normal life like a normal person. And the doctors told him that, you know what? not only do we don't know what to do for you, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Now this guy, he's not new to suffering. He would always stutter. He would have a problem with his speech. Besides for that, maybe also because of that, he was never got married. He was a single person. He stutters. He has a problem with his legs. He felt like his life is over. There's no reason to live. And he wanted to put an end to his life. Someone from the rabbi's yeshiva, one of the boys, gave him a small little pamphlet about saying thank you. Rabbi says that he got the small little pamphlet. Wow, his life was changed for the better. He started to say thank you. He moved on to get the whole book about saying thank you. Wow, he was on fire. He started to heal. His legs got healed miraculously. His speech issue with his stuttering disappeared. And the rabbi said he's now hopefully going to get married soon. Rabbi accepted it upon himself to constantly remind us, to remind, sounds like himself also, that we want to say the words of Rabbi Natan of Breslov, that he says if everyone would listen to the words of the true tzaddikim and to believe that everything that Hashem is good, that Hashem does is good for us, and we're able to say thank you for whatever that happens to us, whether it's good, whether it's bad, for sure, bevadai, 100%, will nullify all evil decrees and all bad and all suffering, and we'll have our geulah for you personally and for the whole nation as a whole.
Amen. Natan kotev, bevadai, yamit batir minu kol asarot.
Rabbi Natan says these strong words. It says that for sure, all suffering will be nullified from him. The problem is that you don't have a soulmate. Start to say thank you. Person doesn't have children, say thank you to Hashem. You're sick, also say thank you. You have debts, say thank you for
that.
Rabbi Natan says that all your suffering will be nullified, will be done with. It's a real sin for us that we don't go and we spread these words to everyone. Take your phone, you order the books, have it in all the languages. You know someone that's suffering, give them the book. Give them this light of gratitude that they could start saying thank you, because you know that through saying thank you, he won't suffer anymore.
Toda. על השמעת תודה, על שולחן, כל הזמן להגיד תודה.
Each and every one of us that's listening, we always have to say, have words of thank you on our lips. Thank you, Hashem, for the chair we're sitting on, for the clothing that we wear, the kippah on our head, for the light, for the table. A whole day we should be saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Every single thank you opens up doors before you. Like it says, come into his gates with gratitude. Bo sharav betoda.
Top is like a imishes es lot. No, that no sech, no sech selot. Nimad ein sela ama tabiri nikute amaram berat Hashem. Nimad ma. רבנו לומד אותנו בהתחלה של המאמר הראשון של רבנו כותב על לימוד התורה, שאדם על ידי לימוד התורה יכול ממש לזכות שכל יהיה לו חן ואת כל התפילות שלו יתקבלו, כל התפילות. רבנו כותב, מה שלא מתקבל מן התפילות, כי לא לומדים תורה.
רבי נחמן of Brussels teaches us right in the beginning of Likutei Moharan, his holy work, that it's very, very important to learn Torah. Everyone should have every single day to learn Torah. Why? What does this do for us? So Rabbeinu teaches us that it gives us a certain chen, a certain grace. And through that, we'll be able to have our prayers answered. When you have this grace, Hashem will answer our prayers. So the reason why our prayers aren't being answered sometimes, or seems like every time, is because we're not learning Torah. Rabbeinu
mevi tagmara בעירובין, שהגמרא אומרת שהתורה מעלה הן על עומדיה, ורבנו כותב שאדם מוצא הן, כמו שאדם מוצא הן מן החבר שלו. רבנו כותב, אדם לא תורה מוצא הן בין השם. ועל זה פקד תבקיד תקבל מהתפילות.
Ben Nachman doesn't just make this idea up. He backs it up with a Gemara. The Gemara teaches us that someone that learns Torah has this special chen, this special grace. Just like, you know, sometimes people, they like a certain guy or they like a certain girl for some reason, you don't know why, but they have a certain charm, a certain grace, a certain charm to them. This chen, which Rabbeinu Zal is talking about, but this exact chen, you can get upon yourself towards Hashem. Hashem, just like you look at that friend, Hashem looks at you, says, wow, I'm going to listen to his prayers. All this happens from learning Torah.
Rabbeinu kotev v'sura, kotev, ki ikar, ma shenit et kribilim, apat kotshot, ומחמת שאין לה דברים הן, ואין נכנסים מזה שמבקשים ממנו. כאילו אין בלבו מקום שהכנסו דברים בלבו.
Beno continues and he says that a person that prays without chen, without this charm, without this grace, then it's like there's no room in Hashem's heart for those prayers. It doesn't go in. It doesn't even hear it.
As Amenu quoted, she she בני האדם רואים את זה בחוש. תעמות הן בין מישהו. אתה לא מעט הן מהעיניים. מה שאתה אגדיגי, מה שאתה...
You could understand this. Between you and another person, if you don't have this grace, this charm, in the eyes of the person that you're trying to talk to, whatever you try to say, whatever you try to convince them, they're not going to hear your, what you have to say.
אבל בן אומר, אומר, על הקדוש ברוך הוא.
But Rabbi Nachman teaches us the same exact thing happens with between us and Hashem.
איך מוציא להם בין השם, איך אבנו כותב על ידעת לימוד תורה, אז לא סתם התורה, תורה בכוח, אני אסביר את זה.
So, Rabbi Nachman says, how do we get this chen? We all want to get this chen in the eyes of Hashem. How do we do this? By learning Torah. But not just plain learning Torah. Rabbi Nachman says you need to learn Torah bekoach, with strength. What does that mean? So, Rabbi will explain to us.
What is bekoach? The first thing is to learn Torah, to understand what we are learning. To learn Torah be'inun. Not to learn Torah. מלמעלה, זה לא, זה לא, התורה הזאת לא נותנת לאדם אחד, רק שלא לומד תורה, מבין אותה, יודע אותה, בעיון, אז זה נקרא, כמה הסברים, זה אחד, זה אומרת, מה זה תורה בכוח.
One of the explanations of learning תורה בכוח with strength means to understand it, to learn it in depth, and to understand what you're reading, not just read it like you're reading a book, to understand the learning, to make it a part of you. Because just reading the text will not bring you that chen, that grace that you're looking for to get your prayers answered. When you learn and you understand it, what you're learning, and you learn it in depth, that type of learning will bring you to this level of chen, of grace.
תורה בכוח שלומדים שלומדים מתמטה יש אנשים לומדים כל דבר קטן שומעים צלצול בפלאפון אפילו אסמס אז תורה בכוח בשמש אדם כיעמות באוהל אין התורה מתקיים אלמה משעצמו עליה ולכן המשל של אדם לומד לסגור הפלאפון שלמות
Another explanation of learning bekoach means to learn with hatmada, with diligence. What does this mean? It means you sit down to learn, and all of a sudden, your phone starts to ring. Say, okay, one second. You answer the phone, see who it is. Or it's even just a message, text message, send a quick answer. What did I do already? It took me a few seconds. But no, you broke that flow of the learning. When you're learning, you're sitting down and you're learning without distraction. You're not listening what's going on, what they're talking about, what's going on your phone. Rabbi says, shut the phone. When it's time to learn, you learn. You learn and you put your full attention on the learning. That type of learning is the learning we're looking for.
And the Torah b'koach shelimudim b'alayla.
Another aspect of learning b'koach is to learn at night.
Ve'lomdim... לא כל דבר קטן עושים יש לו זה שיהיה כאבת העתים לתורה שיהיה אפילו מעט שעתיים שלוש אפילו אבל קבועות אז נקרא תורה בהכה
and now when you're learning Another thing is that you shouldn't just have a few minutes here, a few minutes there. That's very important. But to have Torah bekoach, with strength, is to have a set time every single day, whether it even be 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is that you're able to do, but keep that set time. Now, when you learn like this, you have the tools to fight the evil inclination.
Amen.
Rabbi blesses each and every one of us to have complete emunah, to have happiness, that we should be able to learn, to say thank you to Hashem, to learn that we're able to bring ourselves to this special level of prayer that has a grace, able to accomplish, and with our prayers, we'll be able to have the final redemption, speedily in our days. Amen.
Amen.